SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Essa é a SBS em português.
Fazer couchsurfing por muitos dias seguidos, voltar a morar com os pais ou ter mais de 40 anos e ter que viver em moradia compartilhada com desconhecidos. Estes são apenas alguns dos cenários que milhares de pessoas enfrentam hoje, momento em que a Austrália vive a pior crise imobiliária já registrada. A Everybody's Home é uma campanha nacional patrocinada por diversas ONGs de ajuda humanitária para tentar achar meios de resolver a crise imobiliária do país. A campanha fará um inquérito independente chamado de Comissão Popular para a Crise Habitacional, que deverá ouvir pessoas comuns, incluindo-se pagadores de aluguel, proprietários de imóveis afundados em hipoteca que mal conseguem pagar e serviços de apoio a sem-tetos. A porta-voz da campanha, Maya Azizi, diz que a comissão será realizada em maio durante um período de pelo menos 2 dias e virá em um momento crucial do país.
Australia is in the midst of the worst housing crisis that we've ever had. We've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of households across the country in the most severe rental stress. There's 640,000 households who are not just in rental stress, but the most severe, dire rental stress that really puts them at risk of becoming homeless. We've got median house prices in major cities like Sydney so expensive that you actually need to be on an income over $200,000 to get a loan. And we've got rents that have surged, asking rents that have surged by 75% since we started the pandemic. So this is truly a crisis.
Vários inquéritos governamentais parlamentares, estaduais e territoriais foram realizados no passado. Mas Azizi diz que o que diferencia o deles agora é que irá mostrar as experiências de pessoas comuns que foram prejudicadas pela crise.
What we see is that when Parliament has inquiries and when state and territory governments have inquiries, they go to organisations, they go to academics, and all of that is great and really important. We need to be hearing from those people, but what they don't do is hear from the average Australians who are affected by the crisis. We've already heard from hundreds of people who've put in submissions to our People's Commission, and we're looking forward to showcasing their stories and their experiences. Because they're the ones who are really able to tell us what it's like on the front line.
O ex-senador trabalhista por Nova Gales do Sul, Doug Cameron, atuará como co-comissário do inquérito ao lado da especialista em habitação da Universidade de Sydney, professora Nicole Gurran. Cameron diz que a habitação é uma necessidade básica e que a Austrália trata da maneira errada.
It should be treated as important infrastructure. It shouldn't be treated as simply an area for wealth creation for those who can buy into the housing market. And this is a huge problem. And unless we deal with it, we're going to have people trying to enter a failed housing market. And when the market, apparently according to neoliberal policies, when the market fails, there should be government intervention. I don't think there's been enough government intervention. I don't think there's been enough focus on public housing. I don't think there's been enough focus on social housing to make sure that we can turn around what is a great crisis in housing and make sure that people have got access to a decent life through a decent, secure home.
Bem, então como chegamos até aqui? O professor Hall Paulson, da Universidade de Nova Gales do Sul, diz que a pandemia de COVID-19 tem uma parcela de culpa.
The cost of a home has gone up 50% in the last 4 years, which is really even in Australia where house price inflation is often quite high for periods, that's quite a high level. But even more surprising, I think, or more striking, is that rents have also risen by around 50% since March 2020 or the beginning of COVID. And that's putting a lot of people under pressure, not just because they're perhaps facing very high rent increases at the moment, but more fundamentally because the security of tenure in the private rental sector is really quite limited in Australia. It has been improving in some states in the last 2 or 3 years because a number of states have been looking at this and have been recognising that there's a need to update their residential tenancies legislation. And what that the main components of that is ending the possibility of a landlord ending a tenancy without any cause to do so.
Despejar um inquilino sem qualquer razão, uma prática recorrente na Austrália chamada de no-ground evictions. Vários estados introduziram reformas na lei de locação residencial, exigindo que os donos de imóveis forneçam um motivo aceitável para o término de contrato ao inquilino. O professor Paulson diz que essa mudança pode gerar mais segurança a quem tem que morar de aluguel.
And several Australian states have moved in that direction, Victoria in particular. They brought in their new regime in 2021. New South Wales had a change of government in 2023, and the new government, when it came in, had a commitment to make a similar change, and that has yet to happen. But I believe there is still expectation that that will happen, that there will be an improvement in security of tenure for renters in the private sector that comes out of that.
Mas, como muitos australianos e residentes ainda sentiram o aperto da crise do custo de vida, o professor Paulson afirma ser realmente necessário um aumento na oferta de habitação para alugar a preços acessíveis para pessoas com baixos rendimentos.
And that is something which, again, is beginning to happen through the Housing Australia Future Fund, the federal government's social housing and social affordable housing investment initiative. So that is getting underway at the moment, but it will take some time to come into effect. And even then, it's too little. It needs to be both extended and expanded, I think, to really meet the size of the challenge which exists.
Na Austrália, dados de 2020 apontavam que, naquele momento, 66% dos australianos e residentes viviam em casa própria, somando-se os que já quitaram e os que ainda estão a pagar a hipoteca. Dados da InfoChoice, uma empresa de pesquisas em financiamento, aponta que 70% de quem vive de aluguel na Austrália está em situação de estresse de aluguel, ou seja, quando mais de 30% da renda familiar é gasta na locação do imóvel.
Quer ouvir mais notícias como essa? Ouça na Apple Podcasts, no Google Podcasts, no Spotify ou em qualquer leitor de podcasts.